coming up on February the 22nd. It's the annual Lions Club Pancake Festival. And in the house, we've got Jason Glow and Kelly...
Zuber,
that's right.
Zuber.
Hey, tell us about the Pancake Festival. What's going on this year? We got some new stuff happening.
It's bacon!
Bacon!
Really?
Yeah, we felt that we should try to add a little bit more cholesterol to the mix. So
there you go.
Instead of just doing the pancakes, we thought we'd spice it up a little bit with not only sausage, as we've always done in years past, but we throw out there a little bit of extra bacon. And we're going to be selling that just like we have our toppings in the past. You can buy one token for a dollar and get you two slices of bacon. If you want to load up and give us three or four tokens, we'll load you up with some more bacon too.
Perfect, because you know everything's better with bacon.
Well, you know, everybody's trying to do this gluten-free junk and vegan whatever and low carb, no carb. And we're saying forget that. We're giving you a load of pancakes, all you can eat sausage. And just go ahead and get some bacon too. Make yourself feel good.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just one day out of the year, right?
Right.
And
absolutely.
Tell me where, because you guys raise a lot of money through this Pancake Festival.
Yes, we do. And in fact, I guess last year, Kelly and I were the chair folks. We won't say chairmen, because this year we've got a chairman and a chairwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mike Massengale and Lori Martin. And anyways, our goal last year was $100,000. We didn't quite get there, and we're shooting for that again. I think we've got a little bit better opportunity this year, possibly, if it stays cold like this. It seems like cold weather brings out more folks. And so we're shooting to hopefully have around 18,000 people come out and help us raise all this money so we can give that out to all these charities that we support.
Tell us about the charities that the Lions Club supports here in Lubbock.
We have about 30, 35 at least charities that we go through. Yeah, they include Boy Scout Troop 157. We have a couple eyeglass programs that we work with, LISD. There's an adult eyeglass program. We have the Texas Boys Ranch that we support, Salvation Army. So there's a plethora of local charities that we give back to with all the funding that that we do through this Pancake Festival.
Now, back in 2009, you guys set the world record for the number of pancakes served in an 8-hour period. And really, that record kind of holds. Somebody else did serve more pancakes the next year, but that was a perfectly free event. And I mean, you know, it's free, but you guys probably still do hold the record for people who come in and buy tickets for an event and you serve the most pancakes.
Right. For those people that quote unquote, you know, beat us and have now hold the Guinness World Record, it's not really fair when you're the one that produced the pancake batter and you give it away for free. I'm like, yeah, I'd probably show up for that even if it was going to beat our own record.
Right.
Just because I'm a kid that likes pancakes.
But you guys pull people in who will buy tickets to support the events that you sponsor or the organizations that you sponsor and help.
Correct. We're the one where you actually have to pay to come, you know, help us win the record. And then I guess there's also rumors about the size of their pancakes, if they were actually, you know, 5.5 inches around. It's getting pretty serious and technical out there. When you get the Guinness World Record folks in, you've got to have all these people back there with clickers, and they've got to be certified and yada yada. We're not doing that this year. We've talked about possibly doing that again in the future. But we're going to have to expand the number of griddles that we have and a whole lot of other infrastructure. Whenever we say we're doing a Guinness World Record, trust us, people come out and help us because it's a lot of effort.
Hopefully that you guys are going to do background checks on your pancake navigators.
They wouldn't let me flip then. I'm a used car dealer. They're like, his guy's got to be a criminal.
Can't be that picky.
So your tickets are how much? $5?
$5.
Okay, and where do you get them?
You can get them at your local Uniteds from people wearing these orange vests like we will be wearing about a week before the event. Also, we'd love for you to go ahead and check out lubbocklions.org. You can go on the website. You can give us all your information, you know, social security number, driver's license, all that stuff. Just kidding. You can just give us your basic billing information, and we would be happy to hold those tickets for you at will call. You can also have your tokens in advance, too, so that way when you come in, you just go to your will call station, you can pick those up, and hop back in line and freeze your tail off.
I believe Bolton's. I think you can also get them at Bolton's.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Bolton's location.
All right.
So go in and get your oil change and say, give me a tick to the Pancake Fest,
That's
too.
That's exactly right.
Hey, you know, last year, or year previous, I had a couple of buddies of mine that are people in business, and I don't know if they're Lions or what they are, but I know that they buy just handfuls of tickets, and then they share them with their friends. So, you know, that's also another option, too, where, you know, people can just kind of share the love.
Right. This is a great little kickback to a lot of your employees. In fact, some of our vendors for this event, they'll buy a handful of tickets, or they might get a stash of tickets if they're giving us. And in fact, we're going to give you all some tickets, not today, but here in another week. I'm going to have a handful that you can give out to your listeners then, too.
Nice.
And so that's something that we're planning as well. But I know there's a lot of Lions Club folks, or just non-Lions, that will buy, you know, 100 tickets if they've got enough employees and spouses, kids, et cetera, to give that to them, because they understand it's going to go to a good cause. And we're going to put those funds back into the public's hands, I guess, in the way
that's
of
a great idea for companies to do. Yeah. Wonderful idea.
Just because you guys are donating your time and kind of helping support the community, if you want to mention your business real quick, go ahead. Kelly, you're at Germ Blast.
I work for Germ Blast. I'm a salesman for Germ Blast as a local company.
Okay, and just exactly what do you guys do over there?
Well, we go into schools, hospitals, anywhere with germs, and we do a unique disinfection practice.
Studio.
Yeah, we can germ blast this studio pretty well.
I would like for you to do that, because Tom's a little under the weather today, and I don't want to catch it.
Yeah, it reduces the likelihood of people getting sick and getting infections. So we have a wonderful service that we work with a lot of local businesses here in Lubbock, and expand from there.
Okay, and Jason, you're a car dealer, and you're on I-27?
That is correct. I'm at the corner of 40th and I-27 at Glow Auto Sales. It's a little bitty used car lot. It's pretty much me and one other gal work there. Anyways, it's tax season, so I know you saw a few of those ads on the Super Bowl last night. But anyway, we're looking for tax season income, I guess, too, and selling some cars.
Good. Hey, man, thanks for coming in, and look forward to getting those tickets to the Pancake Festival. We'll give those away as soon as we get them. Thank you guys for coming in.
Bacon.
Thank you for having us.
Bacon. Oh, yeah, bacon's
don't forget,
brand new.
Sausage and bacon, your choice this year. That's awesome.
Thank you.